to a brand new episode of Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. I was due another conference with my conscience, but I was swarmed, swimming in the summer's bees and the last of my spring dreams, living in August while April fought for my attention. My conscience and the priest I pay to guard it had grown impatient, sighing as I locked myself away in my castle, coping as best I could with my crooners and my Capri Sun cocktails. They had seen it coming, but had to let me lie in my bed, beautifully and painstakingly crafted by my own hand. Pillows packed with my precious intentions, hems lined with all the roads to hell I have taken. I want to sleep, but there is a pressing matter at my door. I am ascending an escalator, suddenly aware that heights frighten me. I dream of a woman, a vision, coronated but casual, card lips and cool conversation, hat brim hung low over eyes that make me ache, and a soft kiss waiting for me across the waist. The priest is praying for another charge, charred to his core as I watch the doorstep and shake my head. I would not do as I was told. I would not do what I wanted. I would just wait, wilting by the window, waiting for the escalator to slow, my conscience to quiet, and my dream to draw closer. I wrote that in many stages. I also have, I think, I'm hoping, because sometimes what happens to me is I will have a sore throat for like a day and then it goes away. Like it threatens to become a full cold and it doesn't, you know what I mean? So we are hoping and manifesting that that's what's going to happen, because I really can't be asked to be ill, frankly. I can't be bothered. I don't want to do it. I have things to do. So I started writing that on Wednesday. I have moved away from an expectation that I need to write something creative that is new every day. Because for a long time, I was in that mindset. And to be honest, I think it was unhealthy for me. On the one hand, yes, there were lots of good things that came from that. But on the other, I was putting a lot of pressure on myself, and I just think that was dumb. Also, while I record this, I'm playing Fallout in the background. You might be able to hear that a little bit. Because it relaxes me. Which it shouldn't do. Like, that's crazy, really, when you think about it. You probably should not be relaxed when playing a game like this. But I am. And I'm really excited about the new show. I have, perhaps unsurprisingly, finished it. All of it. And I absolutely loved it. I know some people have their complaints, and some people have things that they're not happy with, and I understand that. But for me, it was brilliant and I really enjoyed it. So I will probably be watching it again at some point, because I just loved it. I was really lucky actually to be able to see the first episode early. I'm in a fight for my life right now. Oh shit. This woman's got a knife and she's chasing me. That feels bad. Okay. Oh no, that's not gonna help me. Yes, I was lucky to go to a preview screening of the first episode. So I saw that about a week before the show began on Amazon. And then I had like the longest week of my life. Oh God, she's back. Just wanting to see the rest. You know, sort of fiending for it almost. It was hard, you know, that waiting. But it was definitely worth it, I would say. So yes, very excited. Not going to spoil anything for you. I would definitely recommend you go watch it. But I will not be spoiling it for you. Yes, I beat her, thank God. Oh, that was a lot. Oh dear. So it was Wednesday when I started that poem. I was on the tube. I had a lot going on my mind. I was a bit stressed out about some things because I am kind of in a transitional phase in my life and my career. A lot of things are changing for me at the moment. I'm going to be in a position where how do I put this? Like I'll have a lot more control over what I do, the things that I work on, how things are done, which is good. It's really good and I am really excited about that. But at the same time, being honest, I am worried, I'm frightened because it'll be a big change for me. And I have moments where I think, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I'm capable. I don't know if I have the ability to do this. There is a part of me that knows I do, you know, and knows that I have worked very hard to reach this point and I'm going to keep working hard, so it's going to be okay. But I think that sort of moment of realization of, wow, my future really is all up to me at this point, and a lot of the obstacles that I've had have disappeared due to the work I've done and the position I've put myself in. And so now I will be able to do the things that I want to do. And there's nothing else standing in my way. Like, it sounds stupid, but that is scary. To know that I am almost I am where I have wanted to be for years, for over a decade. I have reached that point I have reached that point. I have done the work. The success is here. I am able to move forward into a more positive space. And so now it's no longer a dream. It's no longer an ambition. It's real. And so there is a part of me that worries and is like, I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if I'm going to screw it up. I don't know if I am capable of this. And so I've been kind of stressed about that, which is, you know, great. And I have felt the pressure to, you know, go back to my old routine, you know, new creative stuff every day. Because I thought, you know what, that's what we need. Keep that pressure up. But the problem is, I'm doing other projects as well. I'm doing a lot of different things at once. And so frankly, it's not physically possible, really. If I'm being honest with myself, I have to change my mindset and the pressure that I put on myself. But it's hard to escape that I feel I have a responsibility to myself, to everyone who has supported me, to kind of keep up with that output. So I feel a bit guilty. So I'm sat on a train. I'm sat on a train, well, a tube train, whatever. And I'm going to see my friends. And I feel happy because, you know, they're my friends. And I'm excited to spend time with them, of course. But I also feel anxious, and it has nothing to do with them. They're great. It's that old voice in my head, like, okay, you actually haven't done anything today. You haven't read anything new today. You should do that. I had done several things that day, actually. I had done a lot of sort of behind the scenes work, which isn't super exciting. It's not super glamorous or anything, but it is important. I had done some editing on projects, which again is important. I had done a lot of communication stuff, you know, speaking with partners who are going to be working with me on projects, stuff like that, which is challenging for me. I find it difficult. But again, this is the challenge of being in a position where I have more control like this. It's up to me. If I don't do it, it's not getting done. So, you know, it is what it is. So I had that pressure that I was putting on myself. And I realized it's not just that. It's not just that. I feel a lot of the time like there is you know, pressure from lots of people. And I struggle to say no to people. I mean, listen, in my current era, right now, I struggle to say anything to anyone. Oh, this guy's gonna be hard. He's got a fucking sledgehammer and a twin sister. This is so out of order. I'm just gonna grenade this bitch. He's got a man bun as well. I find it hard to respect him. Anyway. So. I feel like, you know, I have these responsibilities to other people. And that they need me to be a certain thing, a certain way. Often it is the case that I am not actually that thing at all. I've talked about how, for some reason, I am sort of perceived as like the kind of therapist friend, which is crazy because, I mean, I wouldn't take advice from me if I was someone else personally. I would not do that, but then again, as I've said when I talked to him about this, is he dead? Oh no, he's not dead. He's back with his man bun and his sledgehammer. Oh my God. Sometimes I don't think that people who need me to be their little therapy friend, I don't think really that they want advice. They just want someone to talk at. Which, okay, maybe that's fair. But it's not reciprocal, so it kind of becomes frustrating. Oh my God, I won, I did it. I won. I have to go and find Mother Charlotte. It's a very camp name. Yeah, so I have that frustration. And I don't understand why. Like, why me? Why would you go to the dumbest bitch you know for this kind of thing? Crazy. But there are also some people who, I don't know, who need me to be, you know, other things. Like, there was this girl I used to go out with, and it was very strange to me because she pursued me, and she would talk all the time about how she was attracted to me as I was. And then, I don't know, maybe she got sick of them, you know, but suddenly she didn't like, you know, that I wore makeup or that I wore dresses or anything like that. She didn't like, anything about me, seemingly. And I found that very confusing. I couldn't understand why she wanted me if she wanted me to be completely different to what I was. You know, what's the point in that? It didn't make sense. And so I tried to end things because I figured, what's the point? Why are we doing this? And she would cry. And she would become very upset. And I realized that this would happen every time. And I didn't really know what I should do. And I think that had it not been for one of my friends, I would still be effectively trapped in that relationship, because every time I tried to leave, she would cry, or she'd make up drama, whatever, and make me feel guilty. And I am so shit with conflict. I am shit standing up for myself, really. I would have just put up with it. You know, manifesting that, I don't know, I get hit by a car or whatever. But never being lucky enough for it to happen. It was very confusing for me. And eventually one of my friends basically intervened and was like, do you know what? I am doing something about this. And basically broke up with this person on my behalf and blocked them on everything. Because they knew if this person could still contact me, they would make me feel bad. And I would give in because, honestly, if you can make me feel guilty, you can make me do anything. Truly. I mean, that's a stupid thing to admit because, you know, it's a weakness. It's a big weakness. But it's true. It's true. So I've always struggled with that. And so I end up basically stuck living under the expectations of other people and letting expectations from other people define my life and who I am. Letting them push me around, tell me who I am, tell me all the ways that I need to be different so that I can make them happy. And I started thinking about that too. I pushed myself around and I let other people do it too. And then I thought, okay, but what if I didn't? What if I stopped listening to the voice in my head that constantly tells me that I'm a failure, I'm terrible, I have all these things that I need to do, and I'm not doing them because I'm the worst. What if I just wasn't listening to her? Like, what's she gonna do? Get louder? Well, I can get more delusional. And what about other people? What if I just didn't do what they wanted? What are they gonna do? What if I just say no? What are they going to do? But then I remember myself. And I realised I would never do that. So the poem kind of took on another meaning. It went in another direction. And I began writing about this girl, who I wanted to be. Someone who not necessarily stands up for herself, but just doesn't do the things that she doesn't want to do. Maybe she doesn't stand up and say, hey, you're not treating me fairly. Or, hey, I'm doing my best, leave me alone. Or anything like that. But she lives on her own terms. And she's free. And she's happy. And I thought, I wish that I could be her. I kind of left her alone for a few days. And then I binged watched all of the Fallout TV show. I started watching it literally at 2 a.m. as it was released. I didn't get through it all in the one night. Because I was still, you know, working during the day and everything like that. But taking the time to do something for myself and to say, you know what, I am taking the time to do this because I want to. I want to watch this show I care about because it will make me happy, and I don't care about anything else. I want to do this. I think it did something very good for me. Perhaps not in the way that it was intended, but never mind. So I think because I watched the whole thing in one go, it was very heavy in my mind. So when I went to bed that night, after I finished it, and I went to sleep, and I had a dream about Fallout. No, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie. It's not the first time. It's not the first time. I've played the games for a long time. And I'm very passionate about them. I enjoy them very much. I've talked about them a lot. You know this. Oh my God. I want my voice to be normal again. This is stressing me out. I've had Fallout dreams before. But this one was very vivid, it's very real. And like I said, I am not going to give you spoilers. I'm not going to tell you what happens because I'm not a dick. I'm not horrible. I would never do that. And to prove it to you, I actually watched the first episode before it was out. I went to a preview screening with my friend and we watched the first episode about a week before the show came out. And I managed to keep my mouth shut that whole week, even though I had just seen one of the best things on TV ever. I kept my mouth shut. I didn't tell no one nothing. Like, even there was someone who asked me specifically and they said, please, will you tell me? And I said, nope. I kept my mouth shut. So I'm not going to tell you anything, I promise you. But there was a character. And if you have watched it, you'll know who I mean. From the description in the poem. And if you haven't, once you watch it, it'll become clear to you. And this will all make a lot more sense. But I thought to myself, I think that is who I want to be. But like a girl version. And I saw them in my dream, but they weren't quite who they are in the TV show. They were a girl version. And they kind of looked a lot like me. And I think, I don't know, it's trying to tell me something. I have to do this. Because right now, like I said, everything is changing for me and I'm going through a lot of really big transitions in my life. A lot of really big changes. And this is a really big chance for me. It's a really big opportunity. Which has happened because I have worked very hard. And there have been people who believe in me and who supported me. Especially the people who listen to this show. Because this show is something I've been doing for a long time. And the people who support this have been really great. So great over the last few years. So this is a really big chance for me and I feel nervous and I feel anxious. And there's a part of me that wants to look in the mirror and see this confident, wonderful person who's got this. But that's not who I am. That's not the way God made me. I am always gonna be a little bit anxious and a little bit worried that I can't do it. I am always gonna feel a little bit like I am one step away from failure. I am always gonna feel like I am not good enough. Like I don't deserve good things when they happen for me. That is never going away. Not ever. And it doesn't matter who I dress up as in my dream. And it doesn't matter what I try and change about myself. I'm always going to feel like that sometimes. And maybe I should be okay with that because it's a moment where I can say to myself, no, look how far you've come. Look at what you've achieved. Look what you've accomplished. Don't be so hard on yourself. And why should I be so convinced that something about me has to change? Because when other people try and tell me things should change about me, I get hurt, I get upset. I can recognize that makes me feel bad. But I can't do that with me. And sometimes I need to let myself have those moments of doubt. Because it's what I'm supposed to feel, it's who I am. And it's a chance to prove myself wrong. Which matters, you know. It matters you can do that. I'm allowed to have flaws and weaknesses. I don't have to be I'm not a resource. I'm not an object. I'm a person. And I don't have a responsibility to myself to try and fight past my human feelings. Just like I don't have a responsibility to do that for anyone else. Sometimes there are going to be days when all I want to do, all I can do, is just get through what I need to do on autopilot and listen to Johnny Mathis and have a pizza and feel like I haven't done enough. There are going to be days when I can't sleep. Days when I look at myself and I need someone with confidence to look back at me, but there isn't anyone like that in the mirror, and I have to find a way to be okay with that. And I can be, because I made it this far.
Thank you for listening to Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. If you want to find more of my work, you can on my website, jenniferwan.com, or you can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, SoundCloud, and pretty much every social media website ever with the username Miss J Squared. Thank you to my amazing top tier Patreon supporters, Amanda, Kylie, Melissa, Anna, Sam, Katie, Christina, Josie, Gabriella, David, Eleanor, Alicia, Emily, Andy, and Tyler. I'll see you next time.